ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Airlines still recovering from yesterday's global IT outage. CrowdStrike says a faulty software disruption to tens of thousands of businesses is to blame. ABC News contributor and former DHS Assistant Secretary Elizabeth Newman on the glitch.
We're very independent. We're very, really heavily reliant on our infrastructure, internet and communications technology. And I don't know that no fail is actually a realistic option. I think what we do need to work towards as a goal is resilience. And we need to make sure we have backup systems in place, backup plans, so that if our primary systems don't work, we have something we can turn to.
More than three dozen congressional lawmakers now publicly calling for President Biden to step aside as the nominee. He's recovering from COVID, but signaled he'll be back on the campaign trail next week. Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance are in Michigan today, holding their first joint rally together since the Republican National Convention. This is ABC News. In Russia, American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich was convicted on espionage charges Friday at a trial that was held quickly and in secrecy. He was sentenced to 16 years at a penal colony. ABC's James Longman has reaction.
Evan was on assignment when he was detained and accused of passing information to the CIA. He's the first American journalist arrested for spying in Russia since the Cold War. In a statement, the Wall Street Journal saying Evan has spent 478 days in prison, wrongfully detained, away from his family and friends, prevented from reporting, all for doing his job as a journalist.
The White House calls the trial a sham and says President Biden is doing all he can to bring him home. French authorities say a neo-Nazi sympathizer was sentenced to 2 years in prison after making online threats and suspected in a plot to target the Olympic torch relay. The 19-year-old Frenchman was convicted of sharing bomb-making instructions on social media and inciting hate online. The Summer Games now a week away. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for nice summer weather today, partly sunny and seasonal, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers possible this evening, mainly in the northwest part of the area, with a low of 60. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon with a high of 81. In Richland Center, it's 77 degrees.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship combines with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Schmidt Woodland Hills has efficiency and 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available for immediate occupancy. If you have been thinking that now might be the right time to downsize and simplify your life, our apartment community might be just what you're looking for. Many features and services are available, including a variety of floor plans, parking garages, weekly housekeeping, fully equipped kitchens, utilities, and flexible meal plans. Not sure our apartments are within your reach? Take some time and let us show you just how affordable apartment living can be. Call now, 608-647-8931. And ask for Bobby Stoltz.
Good afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Third Congressional District candidate, Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, was on a campaign tour yesterday through Richland Center and stopped in the WRCO studio. I had a chance to sit down with her. One of the things discussed was the Democratic National Convention coming up next month and what she hopes people gain from the convention.
I hope that people see a contrast. I think in any election, there should be, you know, every candidate has to say, here's what I stand for and why me? You know, if you ask a voter for their vote, you have to be able to answer why you. And so I hope that that's articulated very clearly, and a vision for our future is important.
She said democracy and freedom are her major concerns.
If you have a healthy democracy where your vote is counted and there's trust in that election and people aren't working to undermine that election or overturn it, that's important and key to civic participation and engagement. And then freedom, the freedom to make your own medical decisions, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water. I think those are important too. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about contraception, IVF, you know, the ability to start a family when you want to, and abortion. And that's been really important to voters of all political ideologies, not just Democrats. And so I hope to see at the DNC Democrats really leading on democracy and freedom and showing that stark contrast.
Concerning whether President Joe Biden should stay in the race for president, Shanklin had this to say.
I think that voters in my party are having a very healthy discussion. And what I've told everyone, regardless of where they land on that issue, is that I'm supporting the Democratic nominee because of the stark difference between Republicans on access to abortion and protecting our democracy. I think it's also good to have a healthy discussion within a party. I'm proud that my party hasn't shut down those conversations, and I'm glad that people feel that they can bring their concerns and their support and share their feedback with each other.
Katrina Shanklin is one of three candidates on the Democratic ticket for the 3rd Congressional District. She is running against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson. The primary will be held August 13th. Diane Hendricks, the richest woman in Wisconsin, spoke at the final night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Billed as an everyday American, the chair of ABC Building Supply related how she and her late husband built the company. Hendricks said the American dream is under threat from the Biden administration. She said she knows how hard it is to build a company from nothing, and referring to Donald Trump, said, "We need a builder back in the White House." Forbes recently named Hendricks America's most successful self-made woman and reported her net worth at nearly $21 billion. Hendricks contributed to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign and served as a financial advisor. The National High School Rodeo Finals wrap up today in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Two performances were held yesterday. Results recorded by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include, in the morning bareback riding performance, Cade Parrish of Laval tied for fourth place with a score of 59. In the morning girls cutting performance, Josie Lau of Richland Center tied for eighth place with a score of 139. In the morning goat tying performance, Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed ninth with a score of 8.44. In the evening performance, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed ninth with a score of 8.8. In the evening pole bending performance, Emma Nelson of Broadhead placed 12th with a score of 21.452. In the morning reined cowhorse performance, Carly Guckenberger placed 17th with a score of 268.5. And in the morning team roping performance, Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa, and Brady Breitesbrecher of Toma placed 6th with a score of 15.2. In the second go-round in barrel racing, Molly McBride of Holman is in 41st place out of 96. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Bondovi is in a three-way tie for 15th out of 35. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead is in first place out of 38. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger is in a four-way tie for 24th place, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman is in 54th place. In goat tying, Josie Lau is in 22nd place out of 83. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson is in 6th place, Maddie McBride of Holman is in 31st place, and Allie Butler of Mondovi is in 87th place. In rein cowhorse, Taylor Donsky of Sparta is in a four-way tie for 49th place, J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson is tied for 66th place, and Tyler Parr is in 80th place. In steer wrestling, Walker Goford of Berlin is tied for first. Braden Carlson of Medford is in eighth. And Keegan Cooley of Richland Center is in 16th out of 42. And in tie-down roping, J.B. Bound is in 10th place out of 53. The National High School Rodeo Finals wrap up today in Rock Springs, Wyoming. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:11. Michelle Reinen discusses military scams during Military Consumer Protection Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:14. July is Military Consumer Protection Month. Scammers and con artists target all consumers, including present and past military servicemen and women who help protect our country. To protect them and their families, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is there to help. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We know that active military service members, veterans, retirees, and their families have all made great sacrifices for our country. And in turn, DADCAP is there to serve them by assisting consumers with issues and protecting them against scams and frauds. And the reason why this is so important is the Federal Trade Commission, just last year in 2023, received over 192,000 reports from military consumers. And a third of those reports indicated having lost money to fraud, with the total losses being $477 million.
Military service members can be victims of scams typically used, but in a different way.
They are targeted in the same way that other consumers are, but they're also their own culture in some ways. And so an imposter scam being one of the top categories, with 42,000 reports and $178 million in loss to that scam, is targeted differently because the imposter is usually the government that the scammer is presenting themselves as. And the government is so critical to the culture and the mission and the work that these service members are doing. And so it's very easy to fall victim to these scams.
The way the scams are presented can be deceiving by looking legitimate, according to Reinen.
It looks like it's about government benefits and programs, or maybe it's about the unique employment conditions that have led them to being targeted. But we see housing scams, fake government benefits, as well as identity theft, things specifically targeting these individuals.
Scammers will also target military service members by offering fake government benefits.
These are scammers pretending to be a government official, agency, or program, and they ask for your money or personal information. They might claim to be representing the IRS, following up on student aid applications, or what we refer to as FAFSA forms, or contacting that military service member about health care benefits. They are professionals. They know how to make their story seem real and might even share some of the individual's personal information that they've acquired over time to convince that individual that it's legitimate. They go so far as to spoof that caller ID and email address to make it look like it's appearing from that official government source. So we hope everyone, especially our military, always pause before they act and take a few minutes to verify what's happening, and never send money or give away information in response to these unexpected, out-of-the-blue requests.
Michelle Reinen says that current service members are not the only ones that scammers will go after.
This category talks about our veterans, retirees, their family members, and those active duty service members. They are all targeted because of that culture of and community that they belong to and their unique employment conditions and benefits that they are entitled to after that employment is ended.
If you are a current military service member, a veteran, or a military family member, and you have been scammed, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The annual Boaz Fun Day celebration will be held today and tomorrow at Boaz Park. This is the 50th Boaz Fun Days. Activities include a softball tournament, tractor pulls, live music by Donnie Razik tonight at 8, followed by fireworks at dusk. Boaz Fun Days, featuring entertainment for the whole family and food for purchase, will be held today through tomorrow afternoon at Boaz Park. Please, no carry-ins. The Casanova celebration will be held today and tomorrow. Today's activities include a craft and vendor fair, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole, a raft race, Casanova Legion baseball, and fireworks, along with Cougar Wagon, live from 8 to midnight. The parade will step off tomorrow at 11, followed by the Casanova German band, kids pedal pull, and a Casanova Reds baseball game at 2. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Today's vital statistics are next.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Today is Saturday, July 20th. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family. Penny is survived by her son, Corey Eden of Appleton, her mother, Jean, and stepfather, Don Mesura of Eastman, stepchildren, many step-grandchildren, three siblings, Dennis Bellis, Debbie Caudill, and Jeffrey Eden, her companion, Tony Lee, special friend, Rhonda Dowell, and many dear friends. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar is survived by 4 children, John Riccardi of Singapore, Francis Riccardi of Houston, Texas, Raymond Riccardi of the Philippines, and Lee and Tim Morgan of Spring Green. Adopted son Czar Domingo of Maryland, 2 grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, sister Celia and Jerry Cunanan of the Philippines, brothers Caesar and Judith Baltazar, and Benjamin and Dorsey Baltazar, all of the Philippines, and many friends and relatives. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center. Betty Dieter, 93 of Muscadet, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Betty Dieter, 93 of Muscadet. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oak Lawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Blinston is survived by his wife, Rebecca, a daughter, Michelle, 3 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Shelby and Max Starling and Patricia Connor, sister-in-law, Rita Young Gulsrud, brothers-in-law, Dwayne Young and Jack and Connie Young, nephew, nieces, and many cousins and friends. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held next Saturday, July 27th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again next Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Miller is survived by 3 children, Martha and Scott Bornschlegel, Gary and Lori Miller, and Rhonda and Doug Roan. 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Beth Lau, Glenda Lau, and Evelyn Groh. Brother-in-law, Ken Brandt. Many nieces and nephews, other family and many friends. Eloise, Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center. Susan, Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock Friday, August 2nd at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday, August 2nd from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Keister is survived by 2 children, Emily and Cullen Keister, her parents, Nancy and Jerry Keister, her siblings, Sharon Booth and Stephen Keister, nieces, cousins, aunts, and uncles. Susan, Sue Keister, age 61. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the American Legion Honor Guard will be held Saturday, August 3rd at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Slayback is survived by his sister, Rita Thielman and Ed Berry, niece and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, aunt, uncle, cousins, and special friends. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet. Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jan and Lyle Holloway and Jesse and Lauren Cattle. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday, everybody. Sure, some pretty nice weather across the region. Most of Wisconsin was dry as of late morning. We are tracking 2 areas of precipitation. One area of showers extending across Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, all the way down to Oklahoma, part of a small low-pressure system in eastern Nebraska. The brunt of that rain will probably stay off to the southwest of us. Meanwhile, there's another strip of scattered showers and thunderstorms extending from north of Duluth into upper Michigan. That's part of a cool front slipping south from Canada. Now, that front will drift southward over our region by tomorrow, interact with the moisture across the region to make it just a bit unstable, so a few spotty showers and storms could bubble up. And that trend will continue for several days with a weak upper-level disturbance just parked over the region, so a daily chance of some scattered showers through Wednesday. For the most part, the rain amounts should be held in check, maybe a half inch or less generally. A few isolated spots might get a touch more. Otherwise, temperatures hovering within a degree or two of normal, we could see somewhat warmer conditions build in toward next weekend. The forecast for the rest of today looking rather pleasant with partly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 80s, west wind up to 5 miles per hour becoming southwest. Tonight partly cloudy, an isolated shower possible in the evening, mainly in the northwest corner of the region, low about 60 degrees. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon. The high about 81, wind out of the east-northeast close to 5. Tomorrow night, chance of a spotty shower early, maybe some patchy fog later, low 61. Monday, variably cloudy, 50% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, high near 81. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms likely, low 62 with a high near 82. Wednesday, still some passing showers or thunderstorms, but diminished. Finishing in the afternoon, patchy sunshine, high 81, and Thursday some sun, high near 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently partly sunny and 78 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 59. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 78. The record high for this date was set in 1983 at 97. The record low, 45, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 62. Sunset tonight will be at 8:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:40. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer's at 30.11 and no precipitation to report. It is partly sunny and 78 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You have 2 days left for the amazing sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Save up to 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including name brands at great prices. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's in Richland Center now through tomorrow. Only at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square. Open today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., tomorrow 10 to 3.
Choose Mr. G.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did, we did? We're all for real, not a dream.
Just can't believe they've all faded out of view.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Do I, do they, do I, do I, do I. Blue days, black nights.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. That, of course, is the Electric Light Orchestra with Telephone Line off their New World Record album. How's everybody doing today? Hope you're having a great Saturday thus far as we kick off our Retro Saturdays here on 100.9 WRCO FM. Here are Queen from their jazz album with Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Having a good time, having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky. good time. Just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yeah,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready.
Don't stop me, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh. A good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
A good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now. Have
a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
From 1965, a song written by Sonny Bono, I Got You, Babe. Sonny wrote it as a reflection, exactly the opposite to Bob Dylan's 1964 song, It Ain't Me, Babe. He wanted the mirror version of that, and when he woke Cher up and said, hey, come on down in the basement, sing this song with me that I just wrote. She said, I hate it. I'm going back to bed. This is lousy. Spent 3 weeks at number one in the U.S., also reached number one in the U.K. and in Canada. It was their biggest hit. All right. Thank you very much for being here this Saturday afternoon. I would like to thank the sponsors of Saturdays with Simo. Those would include Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, and Schmidt Woodland Hills. Thank you very much to each of the sponsors of this program as we go forward and spin some great tunes on this Saturday afternoon all the way up until 5 o'clock. So we will take a break and hear from one of our fantastic sponsors. And when we come back, we've got more great stuff. We're keeping things in the 60s. And we will hear Stephen Eady sing And the Angels Sing.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Boston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family.
Yeah.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
From 1960, Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence with And the Angels Sing, music by Ziggy Elman and lyrics by Academy Award winning lyricist, the great Johnny Mercer. Here are Les Paul and Mary Ford, Wonderful Rain.
Wonderful rain streaming down my cheeks as before. But I'm in love, and I'll never be blue no more. Wonderful rain, how I've cried when you said hello. So
wonderful rain. Did you bring my baby to me? If you did, then I'm glad and I'll never be sad again.
Mankind has been plagued with triangles. There's the eternal triangle, the isosceles triangle, and the Schranz Flibus.
That's the one?
Yeah. However, this song is about a friend of mine who bought an automobile. Dollar down and a dollar a week, and every time he turned the wheel. Dollar down and a dollar a week, he got a credit card for that new machine. Dollar down and a dollar a week, and he kept it full of gasoline. Dollar down and a dollar a week, just a dollar down and a dollar a week. You can get all the things you seek for a dollar down and a dollar a week. Well, he went speeding on down the road and kissing his gal upon her cheek. They took him to jail, but he put up bail. Dollar down and a dollar a week. The judge did fine him $50 and asked if he would like to speak. He said, "Judge, if I may, I'd like to pay. Dollar down and a dollar a week, just a dollar down and a dollar a week. You can get all the things you seek for a dollar down and a dollar a week." When he got out, he married that gal. Dollar down and a dollar a week. He bought a wedding ring that was pretty cheap. Dollar down and a dollar a week. Refrigerator and a washing machine. Dollar down and a dollar a week. And the food stayed cold and the clothes stayed clean. Dollar down and a dollar a week. Just a dollar down and a dollar a week. You can get all the things you seek for a dollar down and a dollar a week. They got themselves a little home. Dollar down and a dollar a week. With a second mortgage and a pretty good loan. Dollar down and a dollar a week. He said to his wife, "It's a pretty good life." Dollar down and a dollar a week. And she said, "Honey, we don't need much money." Dollar down and a dollar a week. Just a dollar down and a dollar a week. You can get all the things you seek for a dollar down and a dollar a week. But six little kids did soon arrive. Dollar down and a dollar a week. He had so many worries that he could not sleep. Dollar down and a dollar a week. As their debts began to mount, they added them up upon a sheet. They said with tears, "We'll take 1,000 years at a dollar down and a dollar a week. Just a dollar down and a dollar a week. You can get all the things you seek for a dollar down and a dollar a week."
The Limelighters with Dollar Down and a Dollar a Week. Here are Cool and the Gang with a song that was featured on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. This is Open